You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. First, interest rates hit a milestone this morning with the benchmark 10-year yield crossing above 4%. 4.06% at the moment is the highest since last November. The bond market is selling off in part because the economy is staying strong, employing lots of people, but fueling inflation. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is about resilience. Can't keep this economy down. And there's been data this week that really shows it's still pretty resilient.
Exactly. Not only did the factory goods orders stay strong, core orders stay strong, and shipments stay strong in the manufacturing sector, which had been showing signs of weakness, but the infrastructure spending that we saw in the fourth quarter and knew was coming in faster than many people expected from that 2021 infrastructure bill, that showed up as stronger infrastructure spending, and everything from, you know, the price of asphalt to a lot of the materials that are going into these big infrastructure projects are starting to rise in price again. This gets to the heart of the issue for the Federal Reserve, is that even though we need some of these things, we're at a point in time where it comes with a big price, and that price is inflation.
And an Econ Extra Credit basic lesson in Econ 101 here, which is sometimes fiscal policy, spending by the government, diverges from monetary policy that the Fed is trying to do.
Exactly. And this is even lagged fiscal policy. Remember, this was passed in 2021, but it's just starting to show up now. And it doesn't fully ramp up until we get into next year. So, you know, you sort of see these rolling recessions throughout the economy, the housing market feeling a deeper recession because it's so sensitive to interest rates, but other parts of the economy actually ramping up. And that makes it very difficult for a Federal Reserve trying to tamp down inflation in an economy that refuses to cool below a certain degree. This is still way too hot for the Federal Reserve.
All right. So construction workers happy, bond market people less happy. All of us get some new infrastructure. Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.